If you would turn with me to the ninth chapter, 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 9. I just wanted to pick up. I have on my notes a verse that doesn't exist.
I was going to say.
The 15th verse of 2 Corinthians 9. I don't know where that came from. The apostle is speaking of the Corinthians' gift that would be going to Jerusalem, and he ends that exhortation with just this one statement in 2 Corinthians 9:15: "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." I don't think that word "indescribable" is used anywhere else in the New Testament. This is a time of year to think about. We do think about giving, and we are in a mode. I wanted to put that in a context. The first piece of that context is that God gives in superabundance. The word here in this verse in Corinthians is indescribable. The word or related words throughout the New Testament is abounding, abundant. In Ephesians 1, the apostle describes God's gift in redemption. In verses 7 and 8, he says, "We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound," he says, "toward us in all wisdom and prudence." So God is not just giving in a sufficient manner, in an efficient manner. We think of a means and an end, and we make sure that we tailor the means to the end. The apostle in the New Testament describes an abounding, a giving which is super abounding. We have that same description in 1 Peter. At the beginning of the book, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy," now that, depending on your translation, this might be great, but it is still large. It's not just efficient. It's not just exact. It is large mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So it is a description of God giving in largeness, in a free-flowing manner. Secondly, again, I said that this is a time of year when we tend to notice this particular piece of it, but Christ is God's free gift. Not merely given to us, but in a free fashion, in a large fashion. We know the terminology from Isaiah chapter 9. We have gift terminology. It says, "For unto us a child is born." A child is not just kind of here or coming or in our midst now, but unto us. This is gift terminology. A son is given, and the government will be, and we have this large, these large terms. The government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You get that same abundant giving sense that we have in the New Testament. A child is given, and this is a wonderful gift being bestowed. And all of that is echoed in New Testament terminology, describing here not the birth of Christ, but that which comes from Christ. Romans 5, we have a gift of righteousness. A literal translation of that would be a grace gift, Romans 5:17. A gift which results in justification, Romans 5:18. Romans 6, continuing on in the same language, it says the gift of God is eternal life. It's necessary for us to see that which comes from the Lord Jesus as this free gift. It's like a beautiful gift sitting under the tree, which comes free of charge, and it is a marvelous thing which is being given to in a free manner for those who will take it. And so the Lord Jesus is himself here displayed in the New Testament as this wonderful thing which is being bestowed. A gift, of course, is not, as I say, it's not merely a utilitarian. You don't think so often. I mean, we do get socks and ties and so on, but it's not so often utilitarian or, as I say, efficient. It is, the idea is abundance. It is a gift from the heart. It is that which is given because of love, and that is what is displayed in the giving of the Lord Jesus. So we have this largeness displayed. God is giving in super abundance, and that which he gives has a free giftness about it in the giving of his Son. Then the verse we started with has a full circle about it. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So there is not merely the gift of God, but there is a response. We see that elsewhere as well, in the First Peter passage. It's, blessed be the God of our Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It comes full circle. It's not merely a receiving. It is a giving back on the basis of. I have this largeness, largesse, this that which has come in abundance, in freeness that just kind of keeps coming, keeps rolling at me. And then there is a response that you call it a believing thanksgiving on the part of the believer. As Peter says, he says, blessed be. There is a real heartfelt response. And of course, if a heartfelt response goes back to God, and that's what that statement of the apostle, thanks be to God, Peter says, similar, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that prayer? Isn't thanksgiving uttered in a sincere fashion? That's prayer. And how does it come? It comes in a heartfelt response to a large, free, given from the heart gift by God. And one thing that we can note in the midst of this is that this is possible at all times. Paul, in 2 Corinthians, in the verses that precede it noted the poverty and the tribulation of the Macedonians, even in the midst of their giving. They were joyful, even though they were being pressed down. Their giving was an expression of what they saw themselves as having been given, and so they couldn't help but being thankful and expressing it. This faith-based response, if you will, believing thanksgiving, is possible in every circumstance. It's not dependent on prosperous circumstances. As a matter of fact, Peter goes on to speak at some length in this same letter about suffering. In this you greatly rejoice, though if need be you've been grieved by various trials. These things kind of go hand in hand. I have to be seeing God's bountiful, gracious hand, and it keeps me going in the midst of difficulty, and there is the necessity that, how do I keep going? It's by seeing who He is in His giving to me, even now, in what so often is some kind of pressure or other. So often, as it was when the Lord Jesus came, Israel was in difficulties, physically from Rome, spiritually, no leadership, no real preaching available, except for John off in the wilderness, and that was a late coming. But here is this bountiful giving of God, and that is the believers, may I say, job to consistently look for God's bounty toward us and to respond with thanksgiving. There is a habit of looking and responding with thanksgiving that is a blessed habit. When I would tend to be a little hangdog, when I would tend to look at difficulties, I can look and look for God's blessing in the midst, because there is always that. God is still giving abundantly. God is still giving abundantly. And thus, thanksgiving is available. And for us, it is a necessary response so that we may continue. Let's close this portion.